Archers for the week, 14th to 19th, July 2002.
Fetching.
Do you think so?
Oh, it makes you look 20 years younger.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, no, don't take it off.
It's hardly a thing for the bar, a baseball cap.
It looks great. Sid, come through a minute.
Hey, what is it like?
What do you think of that?
Oh, yes, I like it. If you step straight off the fairway to Augusta. Well, we'll probably see Nick Faldo wearing one of those in the British Open.
With I Love Dollywood on the front.
Yeah, definitely. He's got to keep up with the fashion.
Well, anyway, it's very good for keeping the sun out of your eyes, especially out in your beer garden.
Oh, you should have seen Sid and his. He hardly took it off, did you, love?
No, of course not.
He even wore it in the Wild Horse Saloon. There he were up on the stage doing the turkey strut.
What's a turkey strut?
Well, it's not a Viennese waltz, I can tell you that.
Oh, go on, show him, Sid.
No, I can't remember it.
Of course you can.
Look,
two steps forward and kick, two steps back, kick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then you spin round, you got it?
Yeah, I think so.
Come on, then.
Right.
The turkey strut. And back. And now spin.
Oh, dear me. Yeah, all right, lads. Yeah, thank you.
Well, never mind. No harm done.
You shouldn't have got me going, love.
Oh, that's how he were in Nashville, Jack. Threw himself into it.
You might as well enjoy yourself.
Oh, exactly. Hang on. I'll get just back.
Yeah. So, you had a good time then?
Oh, I'll say. The trip of a lifetime.
That's good.
How did Peggy like your dream catcher?
Oh, very nice. She's hung it just inside our bedroom window.
It's genuine Native American, that is.
Mm-hmm.
We went over to this village. Fantastic.
Right, let's get this cleared up.
Oh, Jack, I didn't even ask you what you wanted.
Oh, that's all right. I'm not in any hurry. Oh,
so what can I get you?
I'd like to order some food, please.
Right, you are? If I can find my pad.
Yeah, it's on the till.
All right. Yep, got it.
We thought we'd eat outside.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
It's such a lovely day.
And by the way, this is on the house.
Oh, no.
No arguments. We're very grateful for what you did last week, you and Peggy.
Oh, yeah, but...
No, it was a load off our mind knowing she were about. So you just have lunch on us. It's the least we can do.
Oh, I reckon Borchester's bad for my brain.
Why?
You don't get any stimulation around here.
Try getting out more.
Oh, really? Where do you suggest? A night at bingo? A scintillating evening of wit and repartee at the Bull?
Now, you've always got the Ambridge fate to look forward to.
Look, if you don't use your brain, it shrinks. Do you know that?
No.
Hmm. Scientifically proven. They measured it on London cab drivers.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah. It's learning all the different routes. It expands the bit of the brain that deals with memory.
Makes sense.
Yeah, well, the only bit of my brain that's enlarged is the bit that checks the lottery results.
Oh, come on, it's not that bad.
Not that bad, it's a cultural desert. I mean, this is the age of the Cafe Society. You know, not much sign of that around here.
Disappeared with Nelson Gabriel.
Oh, Nelson's. Now, if we had that place back again.
Oh, yes, it was wonderful, wasn't it?
A national treasure. It should have had a lottery grant.
Mark, you, it wouldn't have worked without Nelson.
True.
I mean, you could go there any time. You'd always get a civilised conversation.
Yeah, great stories.
He was always so laid back, remember? Nothing ever wound him up.
Oh, except Shane.
Well, yeah, Shane.
Yeah, and the great thing with Nelson, you could always rely on him to be discreet.
He needed to be with you.
Me? What about you?
What about me?
Well, I seem to recall a certain member of the constabulary by the name of Dave Barry.
Well, if we're going to name names... What about you and that woman from the Echo?
Yeah, OK, we've all made our mistakes.
I think so.
Oh, good days, though, weren't they?
Yeah.
And there's nothing like it in Borsetshire now?
Only Bannisters, I suppose.
Yeah, I've not actually been in there.
It's not Nelson's. Not by a long chalk.
Well, how could it be?
Ah, Kenton. I wondered where you'd got to.
And what have I done now?
Nothing, as far as I'm aware.
Good.
Except stopping poor Cathy from getting on with her work.
Oh, it's all right, Julia. We're fairly quiet at the moment.
Just as well.
As a matter of fact, we're discussing ways of livening up the place, aren't we, Cathy?
Absolutely.
Well, when you can tear yourself away, I've made a little discovery that may be of interest.
Oh, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
I don't think this is quite the place. Let's talk about it over lunch, shall we?
Yeah, all right.
In other words, not in front of the staff.
That'll be some little nugget she's picked up from the Lower Loxley annals.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. She's trawling through them at the moment, looking for a character to play in this great historical pageant. Oh. Someone vaguely appropriate.
How about Lady Macbeth? Well, she wasn't a pageter by any chance.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry.
So, when are we going to check out this Bannister's place, then?
How do you mean?
Well, thought you might like to, show me what it's like.
You wouldn't be asking me on a date.
But don't look so amazed. Well, are you up for it or not?
Ah, now this will interest you, Nigel. I've been having a look through Charles Pargeter's diaries.
Oh, yes?
Good thing they were never published. There's some very risque things to say about Uncle Cedric.
That doesn't surprise me.
Oh, apparently the old boy was in the habit of taking female staff up to the Folly. There was an awful stink over some scullery girl.
He certainly had a reputation.
Yeah, well, don't you think you can start?
I shan't be sneaking off to the stables with Mrs. Pugsley, don't worry.
Well, I hope not. She's unreliable enough as it is.
Right, that's it. I'm sorry it's nothing very special.
Where's Elizabeth?
She's taken Lily and Freddie to a party. I did tell you.
Did you? Well, I don't remember.
The little Scott girl, and they live in the Felpershire.
Well, I'm sure they're all having a lovely time.
So are there just the two of us?
Well, I did tell Kenton, but he's so obsessed with the cafe manager.
Cathy.
I think you should have a word with him, Nigel. He keeps her gossiping for hours.
Ah, Mummy?
Oh, yes, thank you, dear.
It's in a little deli in West Street, so it ought to be good. Sorry, I'm late. But don't worry, we only just sat down.
Potatoes.
Right. Help yourself.
Oh. So, come on, Julia. Tell me about this stupendous discovery of yours.
Ah, yes, we were just talking about that, weren't we, Nigel?
We were.
It's to do with Uncle Cedric and that folly of his.
1834 it was put up.
Where was it? Mm. I can't remember.
So, what's the story about Cedric?
Now, how can I put it? He had this proclivity for domestic servants. Particularly the young female sort. The ham, Canton.
What a bounder.
Well, apparently he was in the habit of taking them up to the Folly.
Oh, how very apt.
You weren't thinking of including him in the celebrations?
Why not?
Well, you must, a great character like that.
Now I think about it, You could probably play the part yourself, Canton.
Why? Do I look like him?
Well, there are one or two resemblances. Don't you agree, Nigel?
I can't say I noticed.
Haven't you? Well, there's a picture in the hall. I suggest you go and look at it, Kenton.
Oh, well, after lunch.
Good.
Well, it could be rather fun. Putting on the old frock coat, I just lurk about in the Folly, I suppose.
Yes, that's the sort of thing.
Looking slightly sinister.
Yes. I think you might be rather good at it.
Look at that. It's just like on the films.
Yeah, that's the General Jackson showboat.
Hey, look at the paddle wheel. It's magnificent.
Now, somewhere in that crowd, you should see Sid. Oh, there he is. Look, there's his hat.
So it is.
Yeah, trying to get a closer look.
And did you get to travel on it?
No, we didn't have time in the end.
Oh, that's a pity.
Sid wanted to put on his silk waistcoat and play poker, just like in Maverick.
Maybe it's just as well you didn't.
Yeah, we could have been coming home a lot earlier, skin.
Oh, well, next time, perhaps.
Oh, I'd go back tomorrow if I could.
Sorry about this, Jackie. She boring you with the holiday snap.
Hey. They're wonderful, Sid.
Oh, I shouldn't say that. We had a camcorder over there as well.
Oh, yeah, we had a look at some of it yesterday. Yeah. Fantastic. It really takes you back.
Yeah, so I should keep out of the way for a week or two. You should be safe then.
I shall be happy to see everything, and so will Peggy, I'm sure.
Well, don't say you haven't been warned.
It looks a marvellous place. So much going on.
Oh, yeah, you can't get bored.
Right, let's get these glasses out of the way.
Oh, my goodness, look at young Fallon.
All right, she's off then. Bye, darling, see you later.
Doesn't she look smart?
Yeah, from Nashville, that jacket.
Yeah, I thought it must be, with those fringes.
She must like it, and that's good.
I'm not surprised. It's wonderful.
Where's she off to, anyway?
See Ed and the others, I think. They're still looking for somewhere to practice.
The band?
Yeah. They haven't played together for ages. Well, not properly.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you'll excuse me, there's a lot of people in the bar.
Well, I'll come and give you a hand.
No, no, you're all right,
love. No, I can't sit here reminiscing. We've got a pub to run.
Oh, here, take your photos.
Oh, don't you want to show Peggy?
Well, yes. She'll be back any minute.
Oh, there you go, then.
Well, the only thing is, once she's seen them, she'll probably want us to book up ourselves. Oh, you're a pretty little thing. How would you like to see my folly?
Careful.
No, I'm in role. This is Uncle Cedric.
Yes, you slip into it rather too easily.
Shall I do it properly and get a twirly moustache?
Oh, you're joking.
Well, people could still be characters in those days. You'd never get away with it now.
I'm glad to say.
Yeah, they'd have you up in front of the PC police.
Oh, you don't admire Uncle Cedric, do you?
Yeah, in a way. It was all pretty harmless, I dare say.
Yeah, but what happened to the girls who said no?
No idea.
Lost their jobs, I expect.
Oh, I don't know. People seemed to have more freedom in those days.
The rich did.
You were still allowed to be yourself, even if you were a trifle eccentric.
You'd have liked that.
It was better than having to go around being nice to those oiks from IT companies like poor old Nigel's having to do.
Oh, he seems quite happy.
And he'd have had more fun in Uncle Cedric's day.
I'm getting worried about you. What had he be going out with this man?
Oh, come on, take a chance, girlie. I'll show you a good time.
I thought I'd find you in here.
I know, but I was just trying out Uncle Cedric.
Oh, and he's going to be very convincing.
Good.
Anyway, if you'll excuse me, it's time we were changing over to teas.
Yes, you carry on, Cathy.
See you, Cathy.
Yeah. Oh, Canton, I was just thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're getting more involved in the anniversary celebrations.
Mm, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Well, as you know, we're going to need quite a few volunteer guides.
Well, they'll be queuing up. It's a great place to work.
I'm glad you think so. Because I'm going to put you in charge of recruiting a few more. Think you can handle it?
No worries.
We've already got some lined up. George and Peggy, but we're going to need some more.
OK, fine. Yeah, well, I'll draw up a list of possibles.
Thanks. You're a talented chap, Kenton. That's why we need to keep you busy.
Well, yes, you
Besides,
know.
Besides, it might mean our other staff get a bit more work done. We've got a busy time coming up. We need the team to be working efficiently.
Yeah, of course.
I'm glad we understand each other. We do, don't we?
Absolutely.
Good.
Ed Grundy's in trouble again.
Driving that.
Well, I don't see anyone else around.
Don't get smart. You ever used one of those before?
Yeah, of course I have.
Where?
Up here, yesterday.
Listen, you put that bucket through my fence and you're in trouble.
I'm not going anywhere near your poxy fence.
You're near it now.
No, I'm not.
Why isn't your dad doing it anyway?
Well, he's quoting some garden work over little Croxley. So he asked me to, all right.
But you can't drive a digger.
Well, I'm doing it, aren't I?
What about training?
Dad's training me.
Well, guess what that means. 10 minutes instruction and you'll have to get on with it.
I'm turning a bit of compost, that's all. I'm not doing the footings for a block of flats.
No, not yet.
No, it's not rocket science, you know. Handling one of these things about half a day and anyone could do it. Unless you're a complete moron.
You're so confident, aren't you?
I know I can use one of these things. I'm going to have to.
Why is that?
Well, we're taking on a lot more landscaping jobs, me and Dad.
You hope?
We are doing.
You got contracts, have you?
Yes, so.
Who from?
Loads of people.
Name some of them.
You wouldn't know them. There's people all over.
Oh, yeah.
Oliver Sterling, he's one.
Oliver Sterling's offered you landscaping work?
Well, he wants some ground level for a new lawn.
And he's ordered it? You got a contract?
Well, he will have.
Yeah, in your dreams.
Well, he's thinking about it. He hasn't quite decided yet.
Just promise me one thing, OK? You'll stay away from that fence. And don't go near my pigs, either.
That's two things.
I'll see you.
Yeah, all right. Pluck.
I'm ever so sorry, William, but she's going to be late home tonight.
Oh, is she?
They've got some group coming in tomorrow, so they're staying on tonight to get the stuff ready.
Oh, come to think of it, she did say something about it.
Yeah, she must have phoned about, 10 minutes ago.
OK.
She thought it was going to be about another half an hour. I mean, you're welcome to wait if you want to.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Sit yourself down, then. I'll put the kettle on. To be honest, I'm dying for a cup of myself.
Oh, yeah?
It's been one of them days.
Yeah, I know the sort.
When most people are finishing a job, they do less work. I'm having to do more.
Oh, all the cleaning up, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't believe the paperwork we have to deal with. There's tons of it.
Same with everything these days.
Plus, it's me who has to deal with all the upset patients. And there's enough of them about, I can tell you.
Yeah, I bet.
Still, you don't want to hear about my little troubles, eh? How are you anyway?
Me? Oh, I'm all right, thanks.
Look, William, now I've got you on your own, there's something I've been meaning to ask you.
Oh, yeah?
Well, me and Neil have been thinking about Emma's 18th, you know, what's he get her and that. We thought you might be able to help.
Well, I doubt it. I don't even know what I'm getting her myself.
Well, it's just, we were thinking about getting her some driving lessons.
Right.
Only they're not cheap, as you know. And then she's going to want a car, plus there's the insurance.
Oh, tell me about it.
Well, she hasn't said anything to you, I suppose, about wanting to pass her test.
Well, she has mentioned it, yeah, like once or twice.
No, we thought so.
But she don't seem in a hurry or anything.
No?
Well, we've got my car, haven't we? Oh,
of course you have.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Neil.
Oh, William, how are you?
I'm okay, thanks.
He's waiting for Emma, aren't you, William?
Yeah.
Only she's going to be late home.
I've just been talking to that brother of yours.
Oh, lucky you.
Did you know he was driving that old digger of your dad's?
I knew he was using it. He won't be driving it, though, not on the road.
Well, no, not on the road.
Well, he hasn't got a licence.
Of course he ain't. He's still banned.
Yeah, that's right.
That don't stop him driving it on private land, though.
Oh, he's using it over your places, eh?
Yeah, and to be honest, I'm not very happy about it.
Well, I wouldn't be neither.
He says he knows what he's doing.
Well, yeah, he always does.
Yeah. He's not short of confidence, your brother.
No. Don't stop him wrecking everything, though.
Down here?
Yeah, that'll do.
I should give us enough room.
As long as the leads will reach the wall sockets.
Yeah, well, they did before.
Well, yeah, it's been that long since we played up here.
It's been that long since we played anywhere.
Oh, let's just hope they turn up, Ben.
Yeah, they'd better.
How's the voice?
Yeah, well, you know what it's like. It's not wonderful.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Well, it's a case of having to be, innit?
I was telling Peggy you were going to be our new vocalist.
New temporary vocalist.
She was impressed. She thought you had a lot of guts.
Yeah, like she would know.
She would, actually. She knows a lot of things.
Yeah, all right. Just because she came over and tucked you in at night when your mummy was away.
There's nothing to do with that.
No, of course not.
I just reckon she's okay. I know some people say she's narrow-minded.
Yeah, me included.
Well, you're wrong. Just because she's got standards.
Same thing, innit?
No, it ain't.
Great, so why don't you go and start the fan club?
What is the matter with you today? You got a hangover or something?
What, yeah, 6 o'clock in the evening?
Well, maybe it's nerves, is that it?
Not especially.
So what is it, then?
Nothing.
Well, come on. Tell Auntie Fallon.
Well, I'm sick of people putting me down all the time.
Who, for instance?
Well, it doesn't matter who.
Well, it sounds like it does.
People, right? They just can't wait to see you mess up. Just so they can go around saying, oh, I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, I know people like that.
Yeah, it makes me mad.
Yeah, well, don't let them get to you, otherwise they've won.
It's not that easy.
Well, stay cool. And when you don't mess up, it's them who look small.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah. It's like with your community service, you did it, no messing. Oh, they're here.
Well, someone is anyway.
Oh, no.
Oh, what's he doing
he
here?
He can't come in, he knows that.
He's just here to cause trouble.
Oh, don't say that.
Do you want any more tea, William?
No, thanks. I think I'll be on my way.
Oh, well. You'll see Emma later, I expect.
Can you tell her I'll be in the book?
Yeah, of course.
Going for a pint, are you? Good idea.
Oh, there was something else. Did Emma mention about the game fair?
Not to me, she didn't.
Are you going?
Yeah, Greg's giving me the day off on the Friday.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I want to enter Meg in the scurry event, you know, retrieving.
Oh, we should have a nice time.
Yeah, I hope so. Thing is, we're going to have to leave pretty early. It's down in Hampshire this year, you know, Broadlands.
What do you mean, we?
Oh, Emma's coming. She's dead keen.
No, hang on a minute. She's never said anything to us.
No, she didn't.
Oh, she was going to. She can't have got round to it yet.
So where are you meant to be staying?
Oh, we shan't be staying. It's only for the day.
Oh, I see.
It ain't that far. About 130 miles, I reckon.
Well, that's far enough.
What time would you be back?
About 11. That's allowing time for getting something to eat.
Well, we're going to have to talk to Emma.
You ain't going to stop her going, are you?
Let's wait and see. Hmm?
You can't. She's looking forward to it.
We just want to make sure... Well, you've both been sensible, that's all. Well,
of course we are.
If we could just have a little talk with her first.
Yeah.
What's there to talk about?
Look, William, if she's really that keen...
She is.
...then I expect she'll be going.
Anyway, if you could tell her I'll be in the book...
Yeah, we'll do that.
OK, then I'll see you.
Bye, William.
Yeah, see you, William.
He's a sensible boy.
He's a Grundy.
Oh, Neil.
I'm sorry, love. I'm not happy about her travelling all that way in the dark.
It won't be, dark.
In that car of his.
Neil, she's 18 now. Neely. You can't keep her protected forever.
I know that, love.
Besides, William's right. Can't stop her anyway.
I suppose not.
If she wants to go, she'll go. Never mind what we think.
I don't have to like it, though, do I?
Jazzer.
Hi.
What are you doing out here?
I'm bad, have you no heard?
Oh, I thought you might have let it drop by now.
Peggy Parks, you must be joking.
Hang on. That's not Ed singing.
You call it singing?
Well, he's got a terrible voice.
Don't bother them. As long as you don't forget a lyric, they'd have a tone-deaf gorilla.
So, have they, well, chucked you out?
Great, eh? Nice way you treat them, eh?
Yeah.
There wouldn't be no Dross without me. It was me that gave it something different, otherwise it's just another metal band.
Yeah, and there's enough of them about.
Too many.
Yeah.
We're just starting to take it somewhere new. It was me did that. You ask Stu, look, you ask any of them, they're being honest.
Well, they aren't going anywhere with vocals like that.
Of course they ain't.
Oh, it's awful.
But a gig on Wednesday. What a joker. Just getting somewhere and they're chucking it away. We'll let them. If they want to look like a bunch of Muppets.
Look, Jazzer, I'd buy you a drink, but if you're bad...
Yeah, you're OK. I wouldn't have touched his poxy beer if he was geeing it away.
Well, you can't just hang around here.
Don't worry about me. I'm enjoying myself listening to that garbage.
Yeah, OK.
Do you want to know what Fallon said? She told me they had to rehearse at the Bull, so they couldn't have me.
Yeah, well...
And then she let it slip. You can't remember the words anyway, she said.
I'm sorry, mate. Look, I'd better be going now.
You go and have your pint.
Yeah, I'll see you then, Jazza.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fallon, can you give us a hand with this?
OK.
You got it?
Yeah.
Right. Cheers.
No problem.
What do you think? Honestly.
Oh, I thought you were fine.
Really?
Yeah, it was cool. What do you think?
I thought it was all right.
More than all right.
Yeah, maybe.
It's got a rough edge to it, your voice. I like that.
You mean that?
Yeah, I promise you.
I should be okay on Wednesday. I feel a bit better about it now.
Yeah, you'll be great.
So I've just got to go for it right from the start. Just got to remember that.
Yeah, you've just got to relax, really.
Can't even believe it. You'd really gone on stage with an act like that.
Jazz, he's still here.
I couldn't tear myself away. I've never heard anything that bad.
Jazz,
I can tell you, you've got the wrong venue. You should have got yourself in a comedy club.
Hey.
Jazza, I don't need this.
Well, you better get used to it, because you're going to get slaughtered on Wednesday.
Look, I know why you're doing this.
No, you don't.
But you're angry. You're bound to be.
Yeah, you're right, I'm angry.
What, and you want to wreck this gig for us?
I don't have to. You're going to do that by yourself.
We'll make out. I mean, I might not be as good as you, but...
You're rubbish. And that's not all. If I'm out, I reckon Stu will be out too.
What?
You're doing a gig without me. Who's to say he's going to want to come along?
Jazza?
Well... Can't answer for him anyway.
So great.
Oh, he's really upset, Ed.
It's the best gig we've ever had, and we're going to lose half the band. It's just great.
Honestly, I can do without any more mornings like this one.
More unhappy patients?
Oh, just a few. I suppose I ought to feel pleased. At least they're sorry to see me go, most of them.
Of course they are.
Yeah, it's funny. The ones with the longest faces are the same ones who've always given me a hard time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had old Mr. Thompson in today with a box of chocolate liqueurs, would you believe?
How was he?
He's fine. Came in to wish me well. That man has spent the best part of a year moaning about the appointment system.
There we are.
Oh, just what I need.
Good. Oh, it's not often I get a visit at home.
No, more's the pity.
Helps up some milk.
Thanks.
How's Susan?
Oh, still putting in a very passable performance as an ice maiden.
No job yet.
That's the problem, I'm afraid.
Well, it's a worry for her. They can't be terribly well off.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I've given her a really good reference.
Of course.
Speaking of jobs, I did have one bit of good news.
Oh, yeah?
I had a call from James. There's a locum job going back in Islington.
Really?
6 months contract, a biggish health centre, which is what I wanted.
It's going to be quite a culture shock.
Oh, I can't wait.
Good.
And it means I can get up here pretty easily.
Unless I fancy a trip to town.
Absolutely. That'd be great to see some theatre again.
Oh, yeah, I'd love that.
And the best thing is, I'll be pretty flexible, so if you land yourself the perfect parish, I'll be able to join you fairly swiftly.
That'll be wonderful.
Oh, I can't come too soon for me.
Oh, me.
Anyway, I thought I'd pop in and see Siobhan later. Put her in the picture.
I wonder how she's going to feel.
Oh, very relieved, I should think. Means we can get the cottage sold. I know for a fact she'll be glad to have the capital.
Yeah.
That flat of hers. It's hardly the place to bring up a child. I know she'd like to find somewhere with a garden.
That'd be good news, then.
Yeah, I think so. We both need to move on now.
What's this, George? Another planning application?
Oh, how do, Shula?
What is it this time? A shopping mall on the village green?
No, it's nothing to do with planning. It's about flowers.
Oh, yeah? As in gardens?
As in wild. Here, have a look.
Oh, thanks.
What is it about this notice board? Everybody wants to use it, but no one bothers to bring any new drawing pins.
Oh, the County Flowers Project.
Hmm? Oh, it's a national campaign for Jubilee Year.
Vote for your favourite wildflower.
Exactly. To be a sort of symbol for your county.
And can anyone vote?
Oh, no, anyone at all.
Sounds a nice idea.
These ratty pins, I don't know why people push them in so hard.
Do you want me to have a go?
No, you're all right. I'll get me penknife to it.
Okay.
Right, you blighter.
I tell you what, George, it's a shame you can't vote for the flower you hate. It'd be a lot easier.
Oh, I can guess what you choose.
Ragwort.
I was right.
Detestable thing.
I reckon Chris might agree with you there.
Well, as for my favourite, well...
We thought we'd do a special photo competition too, as part of the flower and produce show.
Ooh, good idea.
Well, it might spark a bit of interest. Folks putting in a snap of their favourite flower.
I think I'd go for Lady's Bedstraw.
Ah, it's a nice one. Cheese rennet, we used to call it. It's supposed to curdle milk.
Oh, it's the smell I love, like honey.
Right. Yes, got him. Pass us me poster. Ta.
Well, I'll leave you to it, George. Only I'm just taking names for the big march. September the 22nd.
Oh, you can put me down. And Chris.
Great. I want to get the coach booked.
We need a really big turnout for that.
Definitely.
Never mind saving wildflowers. We shall lose the whole countryside if we're not careful.
I hope you don't mind me calling round, Jennifer. Only there's something we ought to talk about before the meeting.
Oh, fine.
Well, you know what it's like with the whole committee there. You don't get the chance to discuss anything properly.
Oh, can I just stop you there?
Well, yes.
Sorry, but before I forget, did you manage to have a word with Usha?
Yes, I did.
And is she happy about it?
Oh, yes. She'll be doing the fortune-telling.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, and Mum phoned this morning. She's already started collecting things for the white elephant.
Good.
And I don't suppose you've had a chance to speak to Jo?
Unfortunately, yes. I've had to speak to Joe Grandy an awful lot lately.
But not about his pony and trap?
I'm afraid not. The usual topic these days is the state of my poor paddock and that monstrosity of a digger Eddie has parked there.
Oh, dear.
I have to say the digger's gone, at last. Well, I'm still having to put up with Joe's wretched livestock.
Perhaps you'd better leave it to me to ask about the trap.
Yes, I would appreciate it.
Oh, fine. I'll put it down on my list, then.
And could I just say I've been roped in for the barbecue?
But I thought Tom and Kirsty were doing that.
Yes, they are, but they were looking for some help, so I said I'd lend a hand.
Oh, thank you, Linda.
Not at all. It's down to us all to make an extra effort on Fete Day.
Yeah, absolutely. But, well, look, I'm sorry, you didn't come round to discuss the details.
No. No, it was about the main event, actually.
Oh, the football.
Well, let's be honest, it's not really football, is it?
Well, no.
Jennifer, I'll put my cards on the table. I'm worried. We might be making a terrible mistake here.
Really? Why?
Well, it's going to be very boisterous. I wonder if that's really the spirit of the fete.
Surely it's just a bit of fun.
And what if it gets out of hand? What if somebody gets injured? Are we really going to go ahead with the traditional fete activities if someone's been... Oh,
Shula, come in.
Oh, sorry. Am I interrupting something?
No, it's fine.
I won't keep you long, honestly.
Oh, come and sit yourself down. Can I pour you some tea? There's plenty here.
Oh, that'd be nice, thanks.
We were just discussing fate matters, weren't we, Linda?
We were.
Well, of course, you've got the meeting tonight.
Yes. Well, I've always thought it a good idea to explore some of the issues in advance.
Great idea. Get it all sewn up beforehand.
But I didn't quite mean that.
Only joking.
At least we shall have a nice, smart hall to meet in.
Yes, I gather Jason's made a pretty good job of the decorating.
Well, haven't you seen it?
No, not yet.
Ooh, splendid. Don't you agree, Linda?
Yes, very bright and cheerful.
Good. There we are. Oh, thanks. The reason I called, I'm just taking bookings for the September march, Liberty and Livelihood.
Is there going to be a coach again?
Definitely.
Well, you can certainly put down four for us, and maybe five if Simon wants to come.
Good. I imagine you won't be interested, Linda.
No, we shan't be going, I'm afraid.
Fine.
I'm not a great supporter of hunting, as you know.
No.
And I must say I find it rather hypocritical. Somehow you've managed to take over the entire countryside debate. And all you are really is a single-issue pressure group, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, not everyone agrees with you, Linda. I'm getting plenty of support. We may have to lay on more than one coach at this rate.
So you got the letter about the hearing?
Oh, what letter?
I thought that's why you were here. It came this morning.
Oh, it'll be waiting at the cottage, I expect. What does it say?
Oh, honey, that the hearing's been booked for the 16th of August in the county court.
Fine. Well, might as well get on with it.
Yeah. So what was it brought you round then?
There's a job going in London. A locum. I think I'm going to go for it.
I see.
Back in Islington.
And when will you start?
If I get it, a couple of months' time.
I hope it works out then.
Thanks.
They'll be lucky to have you.
It means we can go ahead and put the cottage on the market. I reckon it should sell pretty quickly.
That's a lovely cottage.
Yeah, just the sort of thing a lot of people will go for.
We did.
Quite. Well, anyway, it'll release the capital, so you'll be able to look for somewhere a bit more suitable.
I've already popped into a few estate agents. There's a couple of places that seem quite nice.
Great.
I need a garden. Somewhere safe.
Yeah, of course.
Remember how we thought Honeysuckle Cottage would be ideal for children?
Look, I'll be packing up the stuff just as soon as the surgery's closed for good, so if you want to pop over and see if there's anything you want.
Fine. There are a few things.
Right, well, you've still got a key.
Yeah. Thanks. So, that's it then. You're on your way.
Yep. No point in looking back.
Well, absolutely.
We've both got to make a fresh start. Look how your life's going to change.
Why, no.
Oh, it's very exciting. For both of us.
So, you're happy then?
Happy.
Hasn't taken you long.
No, I'm sorry, but I have to say, I consider this whole idea totally unsuitable. Let's remember, this is a village fete.
But as I keep telling you, Linda, it's a bit of fun.
But what if it gets out of hand? It could easily turn into an all-out brawl.
I don't think that's very likely.
I'm not so sure. This is against Darrington, remember?
Ah, there's no love lost between us, that for sure.
Friendly rivalry.
Oh, come on, it's a bit more than that.
Exactly. You take the cricket.
Well, what about it?
That can get really heated, the Darrington match especially.
That's true.
Oh, this'll be nothing like cricket.
No, there aren't so many rules. It'll be mayhem.
Oh, nonsense. Well,
perhaps it would help if Jennifer could remind us what the rules actually are.
Hear, hear.
Well, yes, of course. I've got to do a bit of work on them yet. We wanted to keep it simple, obviously. Simple, but safe.
That's the whole trouble.
The match will be played mostly on the village green, and the aim will be for the home side to deposit the ball in the pond.
And what about Darrington? What do they have to do?
Well, they have to get it in the river. They can throw it off the bridge, they can get on the bank.
That means they'll have to go along the lane.
Yeah, well, for a short distance.
And what about the traffic?
The police will close the roads.
Oh, well, that's something, I suppose.
And what happens if it's a stalemate?
Well, we play for an hour, timed by the church clock.
Well, better make sure it's right, then.
Yes. Well, and if there's no result, whoever's holding the ball at the first strike of 12 noon will be the winners.
Well, sounds like great fun.
That's a general idea.
A bit of inter-village rivalry, nothing like it.
Yeah, so long as it's good-natured.
But will it be?
We'll have a referee, of course, and if anybody's got any ideas who we could ask.
Well, we'll need someone neutral, won't we?
Mm. What about Lord Netherbourne? He seems a pretty good sport.
Oh, that's an idea.
Well, we could get Caroline to ask him.
Well, perhaps you'd like to approach her, George.
Ah, I'll do that.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I'm sorry no one seems to be taking my concern seriously.
So, what are they exactly, Linda?
Frankly, that the whole thing will get out of hand and turn into some sort of free-for-all.
I think we can rely on people to be sensible over this, Linda. Well, I'm sure we can. After all, it went on for hundreds of years.
Quite. It's a link with the past.
And we've let too many of our old traditions go.
Absolutely.
Well, you all seem to have made up your minds.
I just feel it's an opportunity for the young people to let off steam.
Yeah, let's give the youngsters a chance.
Fine. That's what you all want.
It'll be a jolly good laugh, I'm sure.
Well, let's hope so. But if it all goes wrong, don't say I didn't warn you.
Ruth!
Hi.
What are you doing?
I thought that was obvious. I'm cleaning the place up.
Is there any lunch?
I'm sorry, I haven't had a minute.
Come on, I've only got a quarter of an hour. Debbie's on her way over with the combine. She'll be starting on the winter barley any minute.
Well, you know where everything is. There's a fresh loaf and plenty of cheese.
Okay.
And you don't have to look like that. I'm too busy at the moment.
Well, I'm sorry. I just don't see what's so vital about hoovering the hall.
Because the players is a tit, that's why.
I wouldn't say that.
I would.
Well, today, of all days.
Why not?
You know why not. In about 2 hours' time, Frieda will be coming in to do it.
Yeah, well, that's precisely why I want to get it done.
Oh, blimey.
I'm fed up with people saying what a mess it is all the time.
What? No one says that.
Yeah, they do. And they're right. It is a mess.
Right. It's a bit untidy sometimes. So what?
You do think it's a tip.
Oh, Ruth.
Everyone does, only they're too polite to mention it. I bet Bert does.
I'll bet he doesn't.
I'm sure Frieda does.
Frieda's the cleaner.
And I expect she dreads coming in. What a difference from when Jill was here.
Oh, no. Look, this is all cobblers and you know it.
Wanting to live in a tidy house.
We're running a farm here. We also happen to be going through the worst period in living memory.
So?
So, we're still in business. That's a pretty good achievement. Plus, we've got three great kids, who all seem to be fairly well adjusted to me. What on earth does it matter if the house gets in a mess sometimes?
Why do you have to comment on it, then?
Sorry?
Last night, on the phone to your mum.
I'm not with you.
She phoned up about this week's Farmers Weekly, remember? She wanted to know if some article was in there.
And?
And you said you'd have to phone her back. It might take you a while to find it because of all the piles of rubbish around the kitchen.
Did I say that?
You did. And how do you think that makes me feel?
Oh, come on, love. Everyone knows what a great job you're doing.
Yeah, well, from now on, this place is going to be kept tidy. Well, tidier.
Hello? You there, David?
Ah. Bert, right, come in here a minute.
Do you want me to go up to Marnie's with a tractor and trailer? Oh, where do you, Ruth?
Hi, Bert.
Listen, I want you to tell me something, Bert. Come in. And please, give me an honest answer.
Ooh, what's that then?
OK. Has your Frieda ever said anything about this place being untidy?
David.
I'm just asking a simple question. Well, Bert.
Untidy, you say?
Yeah.
How untidy?
I don't know. Untidier than it used to be.
Oh, now you're asking.
Well, come on, Bert.
Now, look, I think I'd better get up to Marnie's. Debbie's going to be there any minute.
Bert!
I'll see you later, David.
You see, I was right.
Oh, Ruth.
You going to get us another drink?
Well, I haven't got any dosh.
Well, nor have I.
But we'll have some tonight anyway after the gig.
You hope?
Yeah.
I've just been sitting around worrying about it.
I don't know why. It's me that's doing the vocals.
Well, it's not the vocals I'm bothered about.
I'm jazzy.
Yeah.
He won't do anything.
He could do. He's on the edge.
He won't. It's all mouth with him.
Maybe he'll keep Stu away. That would be just as bad.
He won't.
Our first big gig. Could be our last.
There's not a lot we can do about it.
So you haven't been sitting around worrying?
No.
Mr. Cool.
I've been over Grange Farm this morning.
What, your old place?
Yeah, I was trying out Jazz's dirt bike and I bumped into Oliver.
Was he hurt?
Hey?
Bumped into him? And the dirt bike? Don't worry about it.
He said come over and have a look at his new Chevrolet Bull.
Oh, fascinated.
It's a nice beast. It's got top score for beef potential and easy carving.
Okay, spare me the sales pitch.
Well, he's all right, old Ollie. Said I could use the workshop any time I like, working on the bike.
It's nice of him.
He's got some good cattle over there and all. Not just the bull, the suckler cows as well.
Oh, yeah.
Better than Dad ever had. Apart from the jerseys, that is.
You're still a farm boy at heart, aren't you?
I wouldn't say that.
But I would. If it all went pear-shaped with dross, it wouldn't bother you one little bit.
Yeah, of course it would.
Well, you just go back and work with the cows.
Yeah, well, there's worse things.
But listen, I'm not knocking it. The Jazzer has his way. You might just have to do that.
How's it looking, David?
Oh, not too bad at all. Here, have a look. Yeah, nice bold grains.
They are.
And it's coming in about 16% at the moment, which is great.
Ooh, all helps to save on oil.
It does.
Yeah, well, you don't reckon Debbie's going to be long in Marnie's? Right, that combine's going through it.
Yeah, certainly gobbles up the acres.
What are we doing then? Going straight down to Longfield?
I reckon so. It's looking good in there.
How's it going?
Oh, hi, love. Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Ah, news you, little Ben. All right, are you?
Yeah, he's great. We're just going over to pick up Josh, aren't we, Ben?
Is that right?
And after that, we're going over to see Grandma.
Has Frieda come in yet?
No, not yet.
but I left the money out.
So you won't be seeing her?
No, I don't suppose I'll be back in time.
Ah, never mind. She knows her way round, don't she?
She does.
She ought to, after all this time.
Yeah.
Right, but you'd better get back up there.
Right you are, David. Here you are, right?
See you, Bert.
You wouldn't be trying to avoid her, by any chance, Frieda.
Why on earth should I do that?
I don't know. Some stupid idea about the state of the house.
That would be ridiculous.
It would.
Oh, I just thought I'd take that magazine over to Jules. She's bound to ask us to stay for tea.
That's true.
It's not as if we'll be having an early supper. I imagine you'll be working on pretty late.
Oh, yeah, we'll just carry on.
Well, there you are then.
Well, I'll see you later then, love.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want me to call you at Mum's? Let you know when it's safe to come home.
You be careful. Don't push your luck.
What time is it?
You asked me that 5 minutes ago.
And what did you say?
6:05.
I ought to be here by now.
You said that too.
It's a bit of a dump, this.
Oh, yeah, it's not exactly the Ministry of Sound.
Still, who cares, eh? If I can walk out of here with 30 quid in my pocket?
Well, exactly. It's a booking.
I'm not knocking it.
Good.
I wish they'd open that bar, though.
You leave that stuff alone. We don't want you getting legless.
Well, it's for my voice, to lubricate the vocal cords.
Well, you can have some water.
Great.
When someone finally turns up.
Are you sitting in the toilets in here?
No.
Well, if they're anything like the gents, don't bother. I should use the pub over the road.
That good, eh?
Horrible.
Oh, no.
This is where the trouble starts.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jazzo.
Jazzo.
Put the van outside, parked in a double yellow. Where do we get the gear in?
Oh, there's a little side street.
Tower Street?
You'll see a door, but you have to go around the one-way system first.
Okay. Make sure it's open, will you?
Yeah, I'll go and find the manager.
See you around there, then.
Jazzo?
Yeah?
Were you thinking of watching the show?
I don't know. Let's get set up first, shall we?
Okay.
Get that side door open.
Yeah, we're on our way.
Great, I could have done without him in the audience.
Yeah, well, don't knock it. At least we got banned. David? David?
I'm in here, love.
Do you know you've left a trail of straw all the way up the stairs?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Straight after Frieda's hoovered them too. I mean, look at those socks.
Oh, yeah, they're the culprits, all right.
If you'd only taken them off in the kitchen...
I'll have them flogged.
It's not funny.
Sorry.
I mean it.
Aren't you going to ask me how the combining went?
How is it? Okay?
We've done the whole of Marnie's and we're halfway through Longfield.
Great.
And the yield's looking pretty good. I reckon we'll do 9.5 in Longfield.
Very good.
It's excellent. It's a shame that price is so abysmal.
David, will you try and be a bit more tight?
Yeah, of course I will.
Good.
But it is a family home, don't forget. I mean, it's never going to look like a show house, thank goodness.
It doesn't have to look like the Herefords have been through it either.
Look, tell you what, why don't we ask Frieda to do a few more hours?
No need for that.
Well, she won't mind. Probably be glad of the money.
I said no, David.
Okay.
She's going to do the same hours she did for Jill.
Ah.
What do you mean, ah?
Listen, Mum didn't put in half the hours on the farm you do.
It's nothing to do with Jill.
You've been on that computer for the last 3 evenings. Mum never did any of the accounts.
I told you, it's not about Jill.
All right, forget about Mum. Let's talk about you.
All I'm saying is, can we please try and keep the place tidier?
All right, I will, but I am still going to say this.
What?
As far as I am concerned, you're a brilliant mother and you're a brilliant wife.
David.
And you are a brilliant partner to have in this ridiculous farming business.
I haven't mentioned the cooking.
Well, that's coming on too.
Thanks.
Apart from your steak and kidney pie, it's always going to be a disaster compared with Mum.
Right. David Archer!
What are you doing? Hey, not the cold tap, no. Stop it! Shame I lost in that first number.
God, no, it didn't matter. You were nervous, that's all.
Shouldn't have looked at Jazz. I knew he was down the front eyeballing me.
Put you off.
We did at first. Just wanted to leg it out of there.
I'm so glad you didn't.
That's what we gave you the shot for getting his words, and there's me doing the same thing.
Well, not after that, you didn't.
Oh, I got into the music after that.
Yeah, we could tell.
Well, never gave him another thought.
Did it, Ed? Think about it. Anyone might have been in the audience.
No, no.
And the punters lapped it.
No, I had them eating out of my hand.
Oh, you were real moody.
Mm, yeah, I was, wasn't I?
You'll be turning into a sex icon.
There you go. Some guys have got it.
Oh, they better have us back.
Yeah, they'd be mad not to.
Yeah, another few months and he won't be able to afford us.
Yeah, too, right?
Nice one, guys.
Thanks, Jazz.
Yeah, cheers, Jazz. You did okay. A bit rough around the edges, but okay.
Yeah, well, I've not got your voice, we know that.
Yeah, well, you learned a few things off me, I could see that.
Yeah, I've learned a lot of things off you.
Yeah. Yeah, you did all right.
Jazz?
Yeah?
I just wanted to say, well, thanks.
Oh, yeah, for setting up the gear.
Yeah, yeah.
I did okay, didn't I? No sound problems, everything worked.
That was great.
See, I've got my uses.
I think I'll lurk about here, wait for victims.
Remind me to stay out of the way.
Right. Ooh, I'll just move that Japanese screen. It'll give me somewhere to hide.
What are you trying to do? Frighten people to death?
Oh, it's got to be theatrical. That's part of the fun.
Oh, yes.
Well, look, imagine you're drifting through from the dining room towards the library. Mm. You stop here to admire this impressive figure in the picture, and suddenly there he is, in the flesh.
So that's him, in the uniform?
Yeah, he was in the Hussars until I threw him out.
What for?
Nicking booze from the officer's mess and flogging it off to pay his gambling debts.
You have been doing your homework.
I could write a book about Uncle Cedric. He's a brilliant horseman.
Really?
Yeah, he was fantastic. So when he was four, his father presented him with a wooden sword and sat him on his biggest Hampshire Down ram.
Oh, well, that's one way of learning, I suppose.
Well, it worked. You know, by the time he got into the cavalry, he could ride pretty well anything on four legs.
But this is all fascinating stuff, Kenton. But maybe we should save the rest of the story till tonight.
Yeah, okay, okay. Oh, just let me tell you about the folly.
Quickly, then. I've got work to do.
Well, when he came back here, he got very interested in the heavenly bodies.
You do mean the stars and the planets?
Yeah, exactly. So, he had the top room done out as a sort of observatory. You've seen all the skylights.
Mm, wondered about those.
Well, the story goes that when he invited one of the scullery maids up there, he'd say to them, "Come with me, girl, and I'll show you heaven."
It's a good story.
I have to try it myself.
Oh, I wouldn't recommend it.
Is that only joking?
Mm. Oh, Cathy, can you pop and have a word with Nigel? He's in the general office.
Oh, yes, sure.
There's a chap from the computer firm. They want to hold a special dinner for their sales staff.
Oh, right. I'll see you later then, Kenton.
Oh, I'll pick you up.
Okay.
Oh, where are you off to tonight?
Well, Cathy's going to show me banisters. Check out how it compares with Nelson's in the good old days.
Mm, it doesn't, believe me.
There won't be any chance of borrowing your car, I suppose.
Oh, sorry, Kenton.
Oh.
I need it tonight.
Oh. Oh, in that case, could you give me a lift over to Glebe?
You're not going to borrow Mum's again?
Why not? She never uses it in the evening.
Well, she had to walk to Home Farm on Tuesday because you were off somewhere in her car.
Well, she didn't mind.
Well, that's not the point. It's not fair on Mum. She's too soft.
Oh, OK. Well, give me a lift to Brookfield, then, and I'll see if Dave's using his tonight.
So, you've got off to a good start, then.
Mm. Brilliant, I'd say. Mainly thanks to Debbie here.
Oh, don't know about that.
9 tonnes a hectare, just over. Looks pretty good to me.
Oh, it's just one of those seasons. Everything seems to have come right.
You make it sound like pure luck.
Well, it is, partly.
And a hell of a lot of attention to detail. Don't undersell yourself.
Well, thanks.
The tragedy is that it's a fantastic crop and we're still not going to break even.
Oh, it's terrible.
That's true, though. The way the market is at the moment.
Yeah, I wonder why you bother sometimes.
I'm sure you do.
Anyway, let's not depress ourselves. Who's for more tea?
Oh, no, David, not for me, thanks. I'll have to get back.
Debbie?
Yeah, go on then. Twist my arm.
Good.
Hello!
Hello!
Hi!
Hi, Ruth.
Hello, love.
Hi, Ruth. Hello, kids. Right, you two. Go through into the living room while I see to Ben.
Come on, Josh.
Good, you've made everyone a cup of tea, David.
Yeah, do you want one, love?
No, I'll go and do Ben first.
Okay.
Where's Phil? I see his car's still here.
He's out in the orchard. Another training session with Molly.
Ah, we're all supposed to be parading in the yard in a minute.
That's right, I forgot. Yeah, he wants to get Molly used to people jostling around, ready for the show.
What? You're joking?
No, am I?
That's what he said.
Well, you'll have to give us a little while, hey, Ben? We've got more important things to attend to.
Yeah, I think it'll be a few minutes yet, love.
All right, then, young man. Let's get you done.
Yep, and I must go too. Daniel will be back from swimming.
Well, it's nice to see you.
I'll say cheerio then.
Yeah, bye, Shula.
We'll see you, Shula. Bye.
And you're off back to cut your own barley now then, Debbie?
Not tonight. I've got a night off.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's amazing. Dad's volunteered to do the late shift on the combine.
Right.
I know. He's trying very hard at the moment. Don't know how long it's going to last, but he's really thrown himself into the farm just lately.
Oh, can't be bad.
Yeah, I'm not knocking it.
So what's on tonight, then? You putting your feet up? Or are you out on the town with Simon?
Chance would be a fine thing. He's never there at the moment.
No?
No, a lot of social events at the university, leaving parties, that sort of thing.
Students, you mean?
Yeah, mostly. They all seem to invite him. I think he just sees it's part of his job.
Shula!
Oh, hi, Kenton. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Shula.
The very person I wanted to see.
I'm just off, actually.
Oh, a word in your ear before you go.
Yes?
Birthdays.
Oh, yeah, you've got one coming up, haven't you?
3 weeks today. We're 44.
Oh, don't remind me.
Well, I was thinking, as we're both here for the first time in centuries, why don't we celebrate together?
Oh, great idea. What, a party?
Yeah, I think we should do something outrageous, like, you know, spend the night clubbing.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. We get arrested at our age.
No, you won't. Loads of people do it in their 40s. Get a sort of second wind.
How about it, Shirley? One last bash?
Oh, can't we do something more civilised? How about a dinner party?
Oh, it's so boring.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, there you are. Elizabeth will come clubbing, won't you?
Like a shot.
Well, I'll have to think about it.
Oh, come on, let's go for it. Or, you know, a big party at least.
A dinner party would suit me better. I'd be happy to do something at the stables.
Shula, you're still here.
Yeah, I got sidetracked.
Right, well, you can hang on for a bit longer. We need you. And you, Kenton.
Yeah, everyone.
What is this? Well, we're playing a crowd scene. You're all extras.
Sorry?
Phil's training Molly.
Oh. It's for the show. She's got to get used to crowds.
And that's us.
You've got it.
How long's this going to take?
Oh, not long. He's just bringing her through the garden.
Oh, come on. What are we supposed to do?
Well, anything that people do at agricultural shows. You know, laugh, shout, take off your coat, whatever.
I've got an umbrella. I'm going to put that up. Oh, here they come.
Right, all gather around a bit.
Oh, I've done a lot of things in my time, but performing for a pig's a new one.
Very discerning audience.
Hey, where are you going, Kenton?
Well, it's okay. I've had an idea, that's all.
Can you make a bit of room? Yeah, back a bit from the gate, everyone. Steady, old girl.
How are you doing?
Can we start?
Yes. Just do normal sort of things.
Oh, someone call me up on my mobile.
Oh, okay.
I say, love, have you heard the one about the bishop and the large white sow?
No.
It's hilarious.
Well done, Molly. You're doing fine.
Oh, was that the spot of rain?
Umbrella time, I think.
Turn a hair.
That is one cool pig.
What's Kenton doing?
I've no idea.
Go on. On you go, Molly.
Oh.
No.
Kenton, don't be stupid.
What's he doing?
Kenton!
Go, the silly fool.
Kenton, turn it off.
She's going. Molly.
Stop her, Shula.
Molly. Molly. Oh. Oh, Shula.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Yes. I slipped, that's all. I just turned awkwardly.
Come on.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Kenton, you stupid idiot. When are you ever going to grow up?
Any sign of her?
No. Not a thing, sorry.
If she's gone in the wood, I don't think we'll find her. Or not tonight, anyway.
But did she go in the lane, though? She could be still on the farm.
Oh, I think we'd have heard from David by now. He and Bert were going around everywhere.
True.
In which case, she must have come down the lane. She couldn't have got over Hayden Brook.
Oh, poor old Molly.
Oh, she'll be fine by now. Rootling around somewhere, I expect.
Yeah, she's not going to come to any harm.
Even so, I'll have a look through the wood.
Look, I'm sorry, Phil. Do you mind if I make a move?
Oh, no, of course not. You get on. Thanks for all your help.
Oh, no problem. I'm just sorry we didn't have more luck.
Oh, she'll turn up. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
You get on home. I'll let you know if we find her.
Thanks. Bye, then.
Bye, Elizabeth.
Bye, Debbie.
Bye, Debbie.
Right. Let's get in there, shall we?
Look, perhaps it's time you went home, too.
No way. Nigel's fine with the children.
I'll just have a quiet stroll through the wood.
That'll be two of us, then. Come on, let's get going before it starts getting dark.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
I don't know why everyone got so excited. It seemed like the obvious thing to do.
Well?
But the idea was to expose this pig to a showground atmosphere. Well, every show I've been to has had tractors belting about.
True.
Oh, I can tell you I'm persona non grata over at Brookfield at the moment, especially with Shula bashing her legs.
Is she okay?
Oh, yeah, she's fine. Just a graze, that's all. No, she was cool about it, but Dave went absolutely ballistic.
Oh, dear.
It's way over the top. I think he must be pretty stressed at the moment.
Well, it can't be easy with the new baby and everything.
Guess I just rub him up the wrong way. I don't know why.
Oh, well.
Don't have that effect on you, do I?
Just the opposite.
That's nice.
Jim is the same. I told him I was seeing you tonight. He said I was to be sure to invite you to his party on Saturday.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah, he's having a few of his friends around. We'll have some games.
I tell you what. Why don't I organise a treasure hunt?
Oh, fantastic!
We could do a penalty shootout competition if you like, you know, if the weather's okay.
Oh, I'd love that. Thanks, Kenton.
Great. I'm looking forward to it already.
Right, that's it. It's time we called it a day.
I'm really sorry, Dad.
Oh, she'll turn up. I'm not particularly worried.
Good.
If she's got herself into one of those thickets, we could be wandering around all night and still not find her.
I'm afraid so.
Oh, I'll go home and ring round the neighbours. Someone will see her tomorrow, I expect.
She's probably having a brilliant time. Molly's great night of freedom.
Yes.
She'll come home with a new spring in her step.
Well, it's time you were getting home too. Nigel will be wondering what's happened to you.
Oh, it's okay. I gave him a call an hour ago. He's fine.
Oh, good. And I'm really grateful to you, Elizabeth.
Don't be daft. I'm only sorry we didn't have more success.
Well, come on. Let's walk back, shall we?
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, I can't get used to the clutch on this thing.
Oh, that was a lovely evening. Thanks.
Oh, pleasure.
So, what do you think of Bannisters?
No, you're right. It's not Nelson's.
No way.
But the company... Oh, that was perfect.
Mm. Oh, he's doing it again.
Yeah. Mm.
I meant to go out for dinner.
Oh, okay. That as well. Am I coming in?
Maybe not this time. Do you mind?
I'm heartbroken.
It's just that I...
Shh. It's fine.
I have enjoyed it.
Yeah, well, so have I.
Till next time, then.
Yeah.
Ed! Ed!
Oh, yeah?
You ever seen Neil?
No.
We meant to be moving some pig arcs.
Well, if he's here, I'd have seen him. He's got to come past me.
True.
Now, Susan's probably going running some errand for him.
What may say that?
Run out of blue for the toilet or something?
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, you've been to the bull later, this me and the Royce.
He's asked you too, has he?
Yeah. Any idea what it's about?
Something about this ball game they're organising for the Fate.
What ball game?
Sort of match against Darrington. I don't know much about it myself.
Is it rugby?
No, it isn't rugby, and it isn't exactly football either.
Oh, cheers, well, I sorted that one out then.
Yeah, you'll just have to come along and find out, won't you?
Oi! How much longer are you going to be? Got any idea the racket us making in our kitchen?
Well, how could I?
Well, I'll tell you. A hell of a lot.
How are you then, Mike?
It'll be better when we get rid of this flaming thing.
I'm turning over compost, right? I've been about 10 minutes.
And how long was it this morning? 2 hours? That must be the most turned compost in the old county.
Look, if you'll excuse me, I better go and see to these arcs.
Yeah, you do that.
Ed, if you do see Neil, can you tell him I've gone up there?
Yeah, all right.
Thanks. See you. See you, Mike.
Yeah, cheers, Tom. Look, Mike, I've got to get on. Yeah, hey. Do me a favour, will you? When you see your dad, tell him we want this thing out of here. Now, it ain't just me saying that, it's Neil as well.
Is that all?
And we want it out soon. You got that?
Yes.
Good.
Well, don't mind, I want to get this lot finished. Hi, Mum.
Hello, love, come in.
Hey, you really love this stuff, don't you?
You want me to turn it off?
No, well, of course not. It's great.
Yeah, it's so romantic compared with modern music.
Yeah, maybe it is. Dancing to it, it's about as exciting as waiting for the bus.
You're as bad as your father.
Well, sorry, Mum.
No soul, either of you.
Listen, I came round to ask you a favour.
Oh, yeah?
I was wondering if you might be home tomorrow night.
Well, what else would we be doing on Saturday night? We're watching telly as usual.
Well, I was wondering if you'd mind having Phoebe.
No, that'll be fine.
All right. And is it okay if she stays over?
Yeah, of course it is. You know that.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
No, it'll be a treat for us. We love having her.
That's great. Only we've been invited to a party. Nick and Miriam.
I don't think we know them.
No, they live over Tenbury way. She's a nanny, like Hayley.
Oh, did they meet through work?
Sort of. Hayley took the twins to a party and she was there. They just hit it off.
Well, that's nice. What is it tomorrow then, a dinner party?
No, barbecue. Didn't want to miss it. Haven't been out for ages.
Nor are we.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mum.
No, you go out and enjoy yourselves. We'll have a nice time with Phoebe.
Brilliant.
Oh, I told him, Betty. He's still using that darn thing.
Don't go on about it, love.
Well, it's getting on my nerves. I want it shifted.
What's this? Eddie's digger?
How did you guess?
I saw him working on it.
Yeah, ain't Eddie, it's Edward.
He uses it too, does he?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, your dad and Neil aren't too happy about it, are you, love?
Too right we ain't. We ain't been trained for a start.
Didn't take long to pick it up, especially if Eddie's teaching him.
But is he, though?
Yeah, we'll have shown him the basic controls and left him to get on with it.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Oh, look, can I turn that off?
Oh, do you mind? I was listening to it.
Oh, now, I love it in the mood.
Well, maybe I am.
If you want some decent music, oh, that's fine, but not that stuff. Chinless Wonders. What are you two smiling at?
Been right through the wood for the second time.
No sign?
Not a thing.
Oh, well,
I'm surprised, I must say. I thought she'd have turned up today.
Dad, can you pass me that bit of pipe, please?
Oh, yeah. What, you replacing the tines?
Yeah, I want to get on with the stubbles later.
Oh, yes, of course. Here.
Thanks.
I mean, whatever possessed Kenton to pull a stunt like that baffles me.
It's because he's an idiot.
I really can't make him out sometimes. He's got so many good qualities.
Has he? Name some.
Oh, well, he can be very generous.
Yeah, with other people's money. You know he still owes Mel.
Oh, well, we've only got her word for that.
Well, I've never met her, but I still know who I'd rather believe.
And he's very good with children.
Yeah, that's true, I suppose. That's got it. Our kids love him.
Yes, I know. He's wonderful with the twins. Then he goes and does something absolutely thoughtless and stupid.
Yeah. You know, Mum is too soft with him, lending him her car and everything.
Oh, she says we have to make allowances. Well, he has been through a bad time with the marriage breaking up.
Yeah, even so.
She's quite right, of course, but he certainly does try one's patience. Mm. I mean, he seems to have this destructive streak. I don't begin to understand it.
Well, nobody does.
But he's the one who suffers, 9 times out of 10.
Yep. Look at when he was here. He had a good job, and I was quite prepared to give him more responsibility.
Yes, I know.
But frankly, you made it impossible. I mean, when he lets you down for the umpteenth time, you think, you know, why bother?
Yeah. He's his own worst enemy, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah. So, the job's going to a student. But it could just as easily have gone to Kenton.
Oh, how did the phone call go? Didn't you say you were phoning him up?
Yeah, last night. Went very well, actually.
Oh, good.
Seems a nice chap.
And what's his name again?
Chaba. Chaba Proganye.
That's quite a mouthful.
Yeah, he comes from a small town, about 50 miles south of Budapest. Mad keen on farming. Been to college, of course.
Oh, it sounds very promising.
Yeah, well, we thought so. So, that's why we've offered him a job.
You have?
Yeah, 6 months, starting in September.
Oh, good.
Subject to getting a visa and all that sort of thing.
Well, it'll make things a lot easier here, if he's any good, of course.
Yeah, well, I can't wait. This constant daily grind gets you down sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, Dad. Hello? Oh, hello. Oh, is she? Oh, that's great. Where? Really? Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, OK, I'll tell him. Hmm? Yep. Thanks, love. See you later. Bye. That was Ruth. Molly's turned up.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Apparently safe and well.
Where is she?
Well, you're not going to believe this. She's at Bridge Farm.
Bridge Farm?
Yeah, Tom's just found her in with a group of fatteners. He went up to feed them, and there she was, looking like she didn't have a care in the world.
Well, what if I was to go and have a word with Clary?
Oh, what difference would that make?
All the difference. If Clary says to shift it, Eddie will shift it, believe you me.
Yeah. Well, it's worth a try, I suppose. Anything to get rid of the flaming thing.
I don't know quite why you're getting so uptight about it. It's only a digger.
Only a digger?
Well, it's like a tool of his trade. He's got to make a living.
Yeah, don't we know it? Have you seen the state of that yard?
Oh, it is a bit of a mess, Roy. You've got to admit that.
Well, yeah, maybe it is.
It's like a junkyard. I mean, there's a compost heap and all them garden ornaments.
Yeah, black plastic bags everywhere. That's what I can't stand.
What about all them bits of farm machinery kept out? Wrecks, most of them.
If only you keep it a bit tidier.
Eddie? Tidy? Ha! Don't make me laugh.
Well, anyway, I can't see what difference one digger is going to make.
It's the last straw, that's what it is. That's how Neil sees it, anyhow.
I don't know why he's put up with it so long.
He's soft as butter, that's why.
Well, that's true.
Well, Eddie's gone too far this time. As I said to Neil, sometimes you've got to draw a line in the sand.
In the mud, you mean?
Oh, whatever.
Well, leave it with me. I'll have a word with Clary.
Yeah, all right, love.
I'd better be going.
Yeah, OK, love. And don't worry about tomorrow. We'll look after Phoebe.
Oh, thanks again, Mum.
Well, what's happening tomorrow?
They're going out for once, so Phoebe's coming to stay with us.
Oh, yeah, fine.
Right, that's it. You two go out and enjoy yourself.
Hey, Dad, now Mum solved your little problem, how about you take her out for a change?
Well, yeah, of course I would. Why, what have you got in mind?
Nothing, I'm all right.
No, no, that 1930s do we're having up at Grey Gables. She'd love to go to that, wouldn't you, Mum?
Well, I just think it's all so elegant and romantic.
Well, me in a monkey suit? Nothing elegant about that.
Well, you could be. You could look really handsome.
Oh, be fair. It ain't really me, is it, love? More of a jeans and a checked shirt, man.
Well, you don't have to be. Not all the time.
Well, of course you don't.
What about the year before last?
What about it?
My 50th, when you took me to Grey Gables. You looked ever so smart then.
But I was in a suit then. I mean, it's a bit different from a DJ in a dicky bar. And them daft shoes, the shiny leather ones. Well, never mind, elegant. More of a comedy turn.
Look out, she's going to run for it.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, well done. Now go on, Molly. Steady.
Oh, she's certainly got some life in her after her 24 hours of freedom.
Yep, she's a game old girl.
That's it, Molly. Last bit. No, not that one.
Right, no, go on, Molly. Go on.
Right. Up you go.
Got her.
Go on. That's it. Do the tailgate, can you, David?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, must say it's a relief to have her back. Not that I was really worried.
How did she get here, though? It's amazing.
Well, she must have come along the Felpisham Road.
Someone would have seen her, surely.
Well, she's lucky not to have been killed.
Yeah, very lucky.
No, I think she probably came along the side of Hayden Brook.
Well, she'd have had to cross the stream, don't forget.
Oh, yes, that's possible.
Yeah, that's quite possible.
Well, I'm glad she wasn't in the wood. She could have hidden in there for months.
Thank goodness for your outdoor pigs, eh, Tom? Well, who knows where she'd have ended up?
In Penny has it, probably.
Oh, don't.
I have to say, she's given me a problem, though. Everything's got mixed up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She managed to go through a couple of electric fences. There's at least three groups all in together.
Oh, I'm really sorry, Tom.
No, don't worry. I'll get it sorted.
Do you want me to give you a hand?
Could you? Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, well done, David. Well, I better get the Wanderer back to Brookfield.
Yep, you do that. And have a good look at the fences before you go home.
Oh, I will, don't worry. That's the last time she goes walkabout. Hopefully.
Whose idea was it, anyway?
Jennifer Aldridge. Who else?
I should have guessed.
Well, she was going through some local history books, apparently. She found some reference to this football game.
Football? It doesn't sound like football.
Yeah, well, the rules were different in them days.
Oh,
yeah. Well, basically, there weren't any.
Also, just grab the ball and run.
Yeah, or you kick it if you want, whatever.
Sounds a bit of a laugh.
Well, the problem's going to be getting enough people.
Well, how many's on each side?
There's no limit.
That's mad. You get hundreds.
You could do.
It'll be chaos.
Well, as long as there's roughly the same number on each side, it should be okay. If Darrington turn up with twice as many as we got...
Yeah, it's going to all be over.
Yeah, they'll walk it. About 5 minutes flat.
Well, what if there's a couple of hundred on each side?
That won't happen.
Say it did.
Well, I doubt if anyone will score.
Bizarre.
Ah, here's somebody else at last.
Yeah, hi, sorry I'm late.
Oh, don't worry. Everyone else is.
Had a problem with the pigs, needed to get it sorted.
Oh, but now you're here, morning to lager.
Yeah, okay. What about you, Roy?
I'll have half a shies with you, Tom, thanks.
So we're expecting anyone else tonight, or what?
Well, I hope so. Because if this is a measure of the general interest, Darrington are going to walk it.
The Archers was written by the agricultural story editor, Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Kerry Davis, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.